CliffCentral.com.
The Gareth Cliff Show on CliffCentral.com.
Yes, indeed. We woke up really early this morning so we could be here, all of us, with you today. That's what we do. By the way, those funny sounds, I think it's Mabale trying to get her microphone in the right position.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
She likes to position it right in front of her mouth.
Yes, strategic.
And pointing upward. And she likes it to be very hard and to face her mouth so that when she looks down on it, she can be as close to it as possible without choking.
It's all about the angle.
It's all about the angle, No bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All about the angle, No bullshit. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. Lucas is here, and Sia is here, and my buddy... Oh, Jesus.
Just like hit you in the boobs. Sorry, that's funny. Wow.
My buddy's microphone just came loose from the desk.
You don't want to just popping it in your chest like that.
Okay.
Wow. That,
just turn it off and
hang on. Yeah, well, let me turn it off. Wow, this is so exciting. There's a hardware problem first thing in the morning.
It's like someone ripped it out of the desk.
Lucas, see if you can find me a screwdriver.
Or, Lucas, some longer nails.
No, a screwdriver. That's what I need. I can fix this.
Normal?
It's not normal. Obviously, my belly was pulling too hard on the shaft.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Microphone.
She doesn't know her own strength, especially in the morning.
Does it have like a left or a right
she was pulling
curve?
On the shaft.
Is that what happens?
When you pull on the shaft like that, then this happens.
We should have known when there was tension around the knuckles, there was going to be trouble.
Well, I'll tell
Yay,
you what.
Yay, happy morning.
Even though this was a terrible accident to start the morning, it is nothing compared to driving a Ford Cougar. Just a
silver lining. Yep.
Don't worry, I'll hold this up for you. There we go. Bend that down. Oh, bend that down. Okay, we just got to screw this in. That's all.
Okay, I'll just hold it here.
Yeah, we'll just do the show like this for as long as my arm will.
Wow. Oh, my God. Now your microphone is... Okay.
Jesus. This is a brand new studio and it's falling apart.
It's like Mark-ageddon. Mike-ageddon.
Mike-ageddon.
Microphone-geddon.
Oh.
All right.
Wow. This is nifty.
Should I talk, seeing as my mic's great?
Yeah, why don't you start the show?
Yeah. Well, I got to say, the Ford Cougar, I really feel for it. It's a lovely car, but it's terrible. And people are saying that General Motors issued a statement saying, well, in particularly hot weather, the engine may have overheated, causing these outbursts of flames. But I'm going to call bullshit on this because when they test cars, they test them all over the world. And they put a lot of money into all the research and development because recalling a car is a massively costly and a hugely embarrassing experience.
Can you imagine what it's cost? Every single car needs to be replaced. Plus, no one's going to buy them now.
Brand image ruined.
Yeah.
Reputation ruined. So there's no way that that car wasn't tested to live in hot conditions.
Well, apparently the thing just – the engine – there are cracks in the engine or something, it overheats, and then it sets fire to the oil.
Oh.
And the whole thing takes like a couple of seconds, and then the person in it gets cooked alive.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's horrendous. It's a really awful situation. I mean, apparently we've already one person in South Africa has died, and there are like 20 cases of these cars catching fire and burning down. Oh, by the way, we'll speak to George Meany from... Auto Trader later on. You know, they did the show, the Auto Central show, for a long time here on cliffcentral.com. And if he knows about cars, I mean, he's my go-to guy when it comes to knowing what the hell's going on here.
I'd love to know if, like, the listed Cougars and Auto Trader are now going down because...
They've got to be cheaper now than ever, right? If you're stupid enough to buy one.
I mean, because you can't really say, get this hot deal this week.
No, it's a big disaster. This is a terrible situation. Let me just try this. Oh, we got some screwdrivers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear an on-air operation. Where did you find these? They look like 1,000 years old and rusted, but well done. Just go to Sia's mic. Tell me where you found these goddamn things.
That's for the emergency then, Maka. For in the boot.
Oh, really? You've got them.
Yeah.
What else is in your boot, Lucas?
What else do you have in there, you serial killer?
Yeah.
Nah, just have anything for when I'm stuck on the road. Just to help me.
That's very vague. It could be a spade,
well,
could be...
Especially when he's like deep breathing as well. I just put everything in my
I'm very impressed though.
Wait, I need
some rope.
I think I have a screwdriver in my car, but I didn't even think to go and get it.
You think?
I had to change a tire a couple of months ago.
Oh no.
No, I got it right. I was okay. Can you change a tire, Sia?
I know how to, in theory.
Yeah.
I've never had to physically or practically do it. And I'm always just so nervous about the fact. I'll probably have to YouTube a video if I ever get stuck on the side of the road. Thank
you. Because that's what you want to do at 2 in the morning on the highway. Get your phone out and then sit there.
I have to be honest, though. Oh, so I'll
I'm
just call
to
someone.
On it now.
I'll just call someone.
See, that's
a too tight here. Oh. Too tight.
Whoa.
Mubs, just be gentle in the beginning. Let it settle.
Let me get this right here.
This is riveting for 6:09 in the morning.
It's really
this.
And it had to happen to poor my buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll be fine.
The one person I really need to have a microphone. But. All right, hang on. We're almost there. So funny.
I'm almost thinking the head's too... just too heavy because it seems to be toppling over.
Well, you know, these mics are not like the ones we used to use on the other side. These are circumcised mics.
But we just got the Randall rating last week.
I know.
Said these were amazing.
Yeah, but guys, look, what it comes down to, we need longer screws. These screws aren't penetrating the wood hard enough.
They aren't.
They're literally just, it's a superficial penetration.
Okay.
Yay.
Yes.
Can okay. I be gentle with it.
You know what, Ben?
I think we've solved the problem.
I know how to work the grip.
Yeah.
Here I am doing a handyman job the first thing in the morning.
Look at that.
Can I get this off my chest? I got 2.5 hours of sleep last night. It was the most frustrating thing ever because you lie in bed. Now, you can't get to sleep. And I'm not bitching about my life, so I don't want to get messages now on the WhatsApp or the WeChat, people saying, "Oh, you're complaining again." I'm not complaining about my life. I think this is something a lot of us go through.
Okay.
The thing about not being able to fall asleep, and it just happens to me every now and then, and it's usually when I've got a lot on my mind. It's not so much that you feel tired or that there's something wrong, but it's that anxiety of, "Oh, I'm going to be tired tomorrow, and there's important stuff I've got to do."
Mm.
So. You start preparing. Like I was thinking, well, maybe I can have a 20-minute nap in the car or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, like park somewhere cool and just have like and take a pillow with me. This is the stupid stuff that's going through my head at 3:02 in the morning, and I'm trying to get back to sleep. I've been lying there and rolling around for what, like 3 hours already, not able to sleep. And then, you know, invariably the worst thing you could do is then. You do start thinking you pick up your phone, which is a stupid thing to do because that light that keeps you up then, the light from your screen, it wakes you up completely and then you absolutely won't get back to sleep. But I don't know what it was that triggered because I was asleep from, let's say, 10:30 until just after midnight. And then I suddenly woke up and then I couldn't get back to sleep. But now the whole time I'm worrying about – I'm not going to get enough sleep in for tomorrow. I'm going to be tired on the show. I'm not going to deliver. It's going to irritate you when you're listening.
Then it's that worrying that keeps you up.
Right.
So how are you feeling?
No, I'm actually okay. Jesus, I just fixed a microphone. I'm feeling all right.
Okay.
No, I'm feeling fine, but I know what's going to happen. Straight after the show, like clockwork, I will go into complete shutdown and I'll be useless. And I have a 9 o'clock and a 9:30 meeting, both very important. Then I've got an 11 o'clock appointment. So the earliest I could possibly take this 20-minute power nap would probably be 12, maybe in 12:30. And then I've got a 1 o'clock.
Oh no.
But luckily after that, it's flexible. So I can move some people out and I can cancel a few things, but it's so stupid, right?
Yeah.
I hate that. I've got to, and I'll never ever take sleeping tablets. I've never done it before because then I would be so worried that I wouldn't wake up. And, you know, I don't need sleeping tablets to not make it to the show on time. I proved that last week again. So I feel like an idiot. So there, now that that's out there, everybody knows we're all on the same page. So if you suddenly hear me going, you know what's happened. right?
Sure, the rest of us will just take over.
Yeah, you guys could just handle things.
That's the key, to just move on.
Yeah. There's an exciting thing going on. If you haven't already started your hashtag invest. And by the way, while I was lying there, I was rolling around thinking about this. This is the most bizarre thing. I was thinking about compound interest. Mm. I figured out. Listen to this quickly.
That's why you stay awake, because compound interest is basically infinity.
Correct. And I couldn't get to sleep after doing that. So I found this compound interest calculator. Now listen to this. If you got a kid, like I wanted to phone my brother at 1 a.m, and I thought that would be even more cruel.
Yeah.
Because then I'd wake him up, and then he wouldn't, and he's got kids.
Yeah, which means that they're already suffering from sleep deprivation every now and again.
Exactly. Now listen to this. This is amazing. So with compound interest, and I know that for a lot of people this is obvious, but to me it suddenly occurred that if you lie, you know, you've got nothing else to do, you're lying in bed, you're trying to get to sleep, it's not going to happen. So I found this compound interest calculator, and what it allows you to do is to you take an initial investment amount, you figure out an interest rate, you determine the time period, and you could figure out how much money there is at the end. Now listen to this. Let's say you take 10,000 rand, all right? That's doable. Let's say you got a kid, take 10,000 rand. It means you might have to sell something, you might have to, just for that little bit, maybe month or two, you just hold back on spending, or, you know, you do whatever you have to do to get 10 grand together. I don't think that's an impossibility for people. We you know, we probably pay in monthly expenses anywhere between 5 and 10 grand anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take 10,000 rand. This is just, I was doing this purely out of interest. So let's say the interest rate is, what is the bank interest rate now? It's around 10.5%. So let's just say 10%. Okay, we do for my little nephew. He's just been born. He's 8 months old. Let's say they decide to put away 25 years of money. They start with that 10,000, and then every month they just do 1,000. That's doable.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Let's imagine that. I could even do this for him. Okay. Now, you don't increase it with inflation or anything else. You just do a straightforward compound calculation. 10 grand in the bank, 10% interest rate, 25 years, so he'll get the money when he's 25, and 1,000 rand a month, every month starting from that first one. All right? Guess what we're going to end up with here after 25 years? This is phenomenal. This blew my mind. You'll end up with 1.468 million rand. Okay?
After how much?
25 years. But now here's the exciting thing. So you take that.
No. The exciting thing is you just did an amazing calculation.
No. I'm using my calculator. Don't worry. I'm using this calculator. So now you take that one. It doesn't sound like a lot for 25 years, but think about it. You're only putting 1,000 rand in every month, and you started with 10. So now you take that 1.46 million that you've got, and you reinvest it, because he's not going to use that at 25. You're not going to let him, right? So you put 1.46 and you put it back in, and you do the same thing. 10% interest again, but now you've got a base amount of 1.46 million. And for the next 25 years, that'll take him to 50 years old,
mm-hmm.
right? You do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you put in 1,000 rand a month again from then on, but maybe this time he does it, not you. Because now he's 25.
Well, he's going to start earning.
So start earning. So you tell him, listen, you little shit, you put aside $1,000, right? So he does that. Now at 50 years old, he's going to have 19.127 million rand.
Wow.
And that's, I mean, he hasn't worked a day for that money. That's just money that he's put away.
This is just money he's got. Now you imagine having a plus balance of 19 million at age 50. 50's not that old these days. Now that gives you something to retire on. Now, can I go one more step, or are you bored?
No, this is amazing.
Okay, so now you take this 19, call it just 19, flat 19 million, all right? That's a lot of money. So you put 19 million. Now this is your retirement. Take 19 million. Your interest rate's just 10%. Let's say you live for another... Let's say you live another 50 years, but you put this away for another 20 years. Okay. So now you'll be 70, All right. But I'm not, I know, but at this stage, you just want this cash, right? Because you've been, pretty much, yeah. been sitting there for a long time. So 20 years. But let's say you take out an amount of, let's say you take out a salary for yourself of 50 grand off your savings, regardless of what other money you're making. Because you're only 50. You still can do work.
Uh-huh.
You're still a useful individual. But you're taking 50 grand a month out instead of putting money in. Watch what happens here. This is phenomenal. I just this is what kept me up last night. Guess how much you're going to have? You've taken out 50 a month from the age of 50. That'll cover all your expenses. You've put it back in, and now it's 70. Guess how much you're going to have in that account? Again, you haven't worked a day for this. This is just money you've been saving.
Uh-huh.
32 million.
101,866,273 rand. I kid you not. At 70 years old, you'll be worth over 100 million rand. If you just start with that 10 and start with the 1 grand a month. Now, come on. I mean, I'm turning 40 this year, so it's for me, this is not possible. But for these kids, you could be 100 million rands worth at the age of 70. Now, who would say no to that? And all you had to do is put, for the first 50 years, 1,000 rand a month away. It's doable, right?
Mm. It's completely doable.
And that's at 10% interest. Let me tell you something. If you did hashtag invest and you go with the stock market, that earns you over 10%. You could be sitting around 16%. And then the calculation is phenomenal because then you could, listen to this, you could actually be a billionaire. By the age of 60, 70.
I have a 2-year-old niece. I'm phoning my brother like after the show immediately.
I know maths, you know, people who are smart with numbers, and I know people who are financial planners. They know this stuff. To them, this is not some discovery. But I was lying there last night. I was going, this is amazing. You could start with 10 grand. At the age of 70, you could have a guaranteed 100 million in the bank. Just on interest, just on a compound interest calculation. Forget about the stock markets or.
And I think more than anything, it's doable. For most people, it's this thing of, oh my goodness, well, it's so overwhelming and I have to monitor this and how much.
No.
Oh, and it's such a sacrifice. It's doable.
It's doable. I was sitting there going, you know, numbers are amazing. I wish I had a better mathematical brain. I think we all do. It's just we get poisoned somewhere along the way and numbers become difficult for
us.
What
do you think? Do you think we're all born with like the same capabilities?
You want to hear my quick and very boring explanation.
Okay.
I was very good with numbers. At primary school, I had one or two maths teachers who were just really shitty. They were just bad at teaching maths. They didn't make numbers interesting or exciting for me. And numbers can be so exciting. And they screwed it up and they threw me off track. And I don't want to just blame the teachers. It must have also been me.
But you could have been the next Einstein.
No. Damn, no, but they were, listen, I wasn't dumber or cleverer than anyone else in the class.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing really well until this one teacher in particular, but there was another one who wasn't so great after that. Anyway, from then until the second last year of high school, I had shocking maths marks. I basically just pulled through. I pulled through with a pass, but only just.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated maths and, you know, then geometry and trigonometry and algebra, they all suck because you can't get the basic arithmetic right at a young age. And then in matric, something weird happened. I had a good teacher again. And I would sit and I'd practice doing equations. And I would sit and do this in my spare time to try and break the curse. Uh-huh. And I did. I completely got over it. And then at the end of matric, I ended up doing pretty damn well in maths. I think I got a C or a B even.
Wow.
Which was a major improvement from getting like just scraping through D's, you know? And I just felt like I'd rediscovered this love of numbers. And I think some people just believe that there's a gene, which is nonsense, or that there's some of us are just have a something clicks in the brain. It's not true. Like everybody can do numbers. Everyone on earth can. I know people who have no education. They know exactly how much they owed at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. They know exactly how much they've got to spend. They know exactly what to do with that money. They've got no education. And some people with no education also end up being, by the way, very good at mathematical stuff because numbers just make sense. Like, you can count them on your fingers. You can figure out multiplication. If you can get division right, you're pretty much over the
but
line.
But not with the alphabet. Oh, that just screwed me over.
That stuff was...
When the letters came in with the numbers, that's when I tapped out of maths. I was just like, no thanks.
Find X.
So look, I know this is very rudimentary for some people, but I was sitting there doing these compound interest calculations last night, and I just suddenly realized, you know what? I wish someone had shaken me at age 18 or 20 and said, just put aside $1,000. You're earning $4,000 or whatever I was at the time.
Yeah.
Just put $1,000 away every month. I could have had now, like, millions.
Yeah.
Stupid me.
Well.
I suppose it's never too late. You've got to start somewhere, so I'm going to start now. But
sure, but it is so frustrating when you put it down like that.
Yeah.
And you think of all the frivolous cuck you've always wasted money on.
Yeah.
Since the day you got money.
Yes, exactly. And then you keep hearing from financial planners and financial advisors how the majority of us will actually be broke come retirement age because we didn't bother putting enough money away. But you think to yourself, well, if I could have just done this, then... Right. Yeah.
Stupid us.
And then when you get older, you realize you need less. See, this whole life thing is just back to front.
But then, did you see in that last calculation I did, you're taking out 50 a month. Mm. And it's not even hurting you. In fact, it carries on growing.
Your money starts paying you.
Yes, sis. I know this is obvious to some people, and you're all sitting there going, what a douchebag. You only figured this out now. But really, I don't think a lot of us do.
But it's like, it might be obvious to people, but how many people are actually doing it? That's the thing. It's so few.
No, I think, but I've just proven to you, you could even end up, if the interest rates are good and you're really disciplined about it, you could even end up a billionaire. Like, it'll take you to your 60s. But you could end up a billionaire.
Sia, you still have time.
Yeah, Sia, you
see,
can
I was about, I'm staying out of this because I don't want to seem like that guy, but okay, I might.
And right, you know what? We buy cars and we buy houses and we buy all this stuff, but this is the power of like liquid capital, you know? And I'm not trying to sell you anything, but with hashtag invest, for example, if you put your money in there, you could take it out whenever you want to, but it'll grow at better than interest rates. So it just makes zero sense to me that anyone would say, I can't afford that. When we've just demonstrated that it doesn't matter how much you're bringing in, if you're just disciplined about putting this much away, man.
Consistently.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, there we go. That's what kept me up last night.
Look at us. You know, we have fixed something this morning, some DIY tips, some finance tips, like... Well-rounded.
Right. How about some stupidity for a second?
Okay.
Sure.
Do you want Pat Robertson? He's a favorite of ours. Or do you want someone screwing up and saying something really inappropriate in the news?
Oh.
That's always that's funny.
Yeah, I want the screw up.
All right. Here's a guy who says, when he says this, the woman, her face drops. And you could tell she's just disgusted because you can't tell whether he means something completely innocuous or whether he's actually a pervert. Listen to this and I'll play it again so you can get it the second time. It's just horrific.
The movie really is amazing. My girls were completely engrossed by it when we were watching it because it really does make you feel like you're inside this 11-year-old girl.
In a profoundly wholesome way.
Isn't that horrible?
Okay.
That's horrible, right?
It really is amazing. My girls were completely engrossed by it when we were watching it. Because it really does make you feel like you're inside this 11-year-old girl.
In a profoundly wholesome way.
Yeah, she's trying to cover up for him, but you can hear she's horrified as well, right? Disgusting.
Just catches you out at that wrong moment.
So here's a news guy who sometimes these news people don't listen to each other. I see this often on television. The one is busy doing the report. The next one is either he's got someone talking in his ear or he's reading what's next. So he's kind of just doing I suppose it's a reaction by rote almost. He's just saying what he would say, but he's not really listening. So this guy says, well, the reason that this guy isn't there is because there's been a death in the family. And the other guy responds and goes, yeah, well, I love it when that happens. You know, you could tell he's not listening at all.
The FSU quarterback will not play in the Peach Bowl because of a family issue. Death in the family is the rumor, Thomas.
Certainly is. You got to love that, though, huh?
All right. Wow.
I mean, what a douchey response.
Well,
it's almost better if he just sat there and looked at the guy and went,
Well, you've got to love that.
You've got to love that, right?
FSU quarterback will not play in the Peach Bowl because of a family issue. Death in the family is the rumor, Thomas.
Certainly is. You got to love that, though, huh?
Can you imagine the shit they got after that?
Oh, dear.
Imagine
dear,
how people were writing in and complaining and saying the guy should be fired and all of that stuff. You know,
shame. And it was probably something as innocent as maybe the producer was busy talking in his ear and then suddenly he had to multitask.
Yeah. My favorite one, though, I rediscovered this. I don't know if we ever played it when it happened, but a guy managed to track down that Rachel Dolezal who thought she was black.
Yes.
And she's a white woman. And she told everyone she was African-American. And then he interviews her and she is, this is absolutely like the most awkward thing I've heard in a long time. She, I don't know what was going on in her. She's clearly mentally ill. That's what we remember at the time we decided she had to be mentally
ill. She's transracial.
No, she's just mentally ill. There's nothing else there. She's an attention seeker who's mentally ill. So this guy holds up a picture of her dad. And this is Rachel. It's just Rachel and the interviewer. Shortly after this whole story's come out about her being a black woman, but she looks white. So he's holding up a picture of her dad and says, is this your father? And listen to what happens. It's so embarrassing.
Is that your dad?
Yeah, that's my dad.
This man right here is your father? Right there?
Do you have a question about that?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I was wondering if if your dad really is an African-American man.
That's a very, I don't know what you're implying.
Are you African-American?
I don't understand the question. I did tell you that, yes, that's my dad. And he was unable to come in January.
Are your parents, they white?
And then she pushes away the microphone and walks away. It's a straightforward question. Are you African-American? And she's like,
I don't understand the question.
Telling you mental illness. There's no other way to describe that.
I wonder where she is now.
She's in the sanitarium is where she is.
The last I heard, she was in talks for a reality show.
Oh, boy.
Well, you see there you go.
So
feeding into the attention.
There, she'll get the attention she's always wanted.
Just Googling her, the first post that comes up says, it's been 1 year and Rachel Dolezal is still whiter than mayonnaise.
Yep, that's a great name for a show. Whiter than mayonnaise. All right. Listen, we got to get into news. I'm very proud of us. We fixed Mabali's microphone that she was pulling and yanking at, and she tore the shaft from the head, and we had to fix it, but now it's all working very well. She's very aggressive. Let that be a warning to any of these men who say, can I taste your juice? Because let me tell you something, you're walking into a trap.
You've got to know what you're dealing with.
It's very dangerous. Here is the news with Mabali. It's brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. The Colcacchio Pizzeria Rewards app is available, and you must download it and use it because you can score. You will score slices. You will be able to gift slices to people. It's a great way for you to share the joy of a really fine meal. Mm-hmm. What do we got?
All right. Well, we'll get into more detail, as you mentioned earlier, Gareth, regarding the whole Ford Cougar story. There was a big press conference yesterday. We got to hear from the CEO of Ford. That would be Jeff Nemeth. And, of course, we will also be talking to George Meany, who used to do Auto Central, about, you know, the nitty-gritty and the details of what happens next for Ford. But in the meantime, the Justice and Correctional Services Department –
Sorry,
he's touching my. You touching my microphone.
We're back.
The Justice and Correctional Services.
It's like you're a bit close to it for some reason. I don't know. We fiddled with the settings. All right.
They are now going to have a lot on their hands because they have launched an investigation into the death of an elderly man who blew himself up with fireworks in court yesterday. This happened in Pretoria.
Jesus, really?
Yeah. According to the department spokesperson, yes. According to the department spokesperson, Tunzi Maga, counseling arrangements for members of the public and staff members who witnessed the incident have been made.
Hmm.
It happened at around 8 a.m. yesterday in Pretoria. The man in question was 76 years old.
Wow.
He can't be named as yet because, you know, there's still the process of getting his family notified. And also they weren't prepared to reveal why exactly he was appearing in court. All they can say that it was a harassment case, but no further details could be given. So according to witnesses, they saw the man standing in the passage. He took something that they thought looked like a cigarette from, you know, his person. He put it in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He lit it, and then it blew up in his face. A car guard who was outside the building at the time said that he heard a loud bang coming from the building, and initially he thought that something very big had fallen. He said it definitely didn't sound like a firecracker. It sounded more like a bomb had gone off. And he said that he was surprised when he heard that the man had blown himself up with a firecracker. So Justice and Correctional Services now going to launch an investigation. I mean...
Wow, that's a new way to go.
This is bizarre.
Hmm? It's unreal. Interesting.
What was he in court for?
He was appearing on harassment charges, but, you know, they're not revealing any further details. With regards to his case.
Hmm. Well, it's very exciting.
Wow.
What an exciting story. I mean, if you're going to do it, you know, that's one hell of a, that's a very dramatic way to go.
Very dramatic, but I don't know if the people who witnessed it, Gareth, would agree with you saying that it was exciting.
I'm not going to say it's because he blew up in front of them.
Yes, so now it's...
Get bits of meat on their clothes.
Oh, no. Stop it. Okay.
Oh, you have to flick off someone's finger on you. Oh.
See, I knew this was going to go down here very quickly. All right. Yeah. Musi Maimane and the DA are now finding themselves in a he said, she said kind of scenario.
Oh.
This is after the Palestinian embassy in South Africa yesterday denied the claims that the DA leader had planned a trip to Palestine while visiting Israel. The embassy saying it only became aware of his visit to the region through the media. So last week, Maimane visited Israel, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people had a lot to say about that. He posed for a picture with the country's prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. At the time, the DA had said, no. They were also scheduled to meet with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas.
No,
Abbas had cancelled at the last minute. And then yesterday, the embassy said, no. We didn't receive...
No.
We didn't receive any request from the DA to meet with any Palestinian official. And then the ANC went into a complete tiz yesterday, calling the DA hypocrites. They were loving it.
Look, I don't understand why everybody has to see both. If you might be on one side. You might not like the Palestinians. You might not like the Israelis. I mean, our government give lip service to Israel. They don't like Israel. We know that.
Apparently, you have to like either. I mean, one, both. But you can't like both.
No, you can't. You can.
What is this, Twilight?
I don't.
You're either with the dogs, I mean, the wolves, or you're with the vampires.
Yeah,
so.
It's that kind of situation, right, exactly. But you can't like both of them. It's not allowed. All right.
Can I just say that I don't understand what the fuss is about here. The DA shouldn't lie. They should say, look, we don't like Palestine as much as we like Israel. And the ANC should admit they don't like Israel and they like Palestine. We all know it anyway. That's what we're reading between the lines. And what the hell's wrong with that? People who like the DA probably don't like the ANC. People who like the ANC don't like the DA. That's how it works.
Mm.
I don't understand why this is such a big deal. And also, this whole Middle East thing is like a proxy war for people. People get involved in this for all the wrong reasons. It has so little to do with what's actually going on in those countries. Do you know what I mean? It's like people use this like they used to use the Cold War to say that they were pro-left or pro-right or whatever it might have been. What is that sound?
I have no idea.
Do you hear a sound as well?
Someone's laptop, isn't it?
Wow, that laptop's about to explode like a Ford Cougar.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it yours?
Well, why is am I not laptop? Panicking as if it's about to...
Is that your laptop?
Yeah.
It's making that noise?
No, it's still... Yes.
No, it's this.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, my God.
It's your laptop.
Okay, guys, see, please
get out of here.
No, yeah. I mean...
Is that a Ford Cougar laptop?
We can't take any chances, guys.
Don't these things have, like, built-in cooling system?
All I heard was this... sounded like a lizard.
I thought it was coming from my earphone.
I really don't think your laptop is going to explode.
Listen, we're having some severe technical problems this morning.
Yeah, okay.
All right, anything else in the news?
Yes, just quickly and lastly, our former public protector, Thulima Donsela. She was speaking at the Cape Town Press Club yesterday where she said that we must not forget about the state capture report.
Yeah, we won't.
She added that the state capture claims can't be left untested. She says that if President Jacob Zuma does not order a commission of inquiry into state capture, it will widen the trust deficit in South Africa. And she also made the recommendation as part of her initial investigation. So just a little reminder there about that whole state capture period that we went to. Thulima Madonsela saying that commission of inquiry needs to, you know, pick up the pace now.
But again, why is it that Jay-Z is having to order the commission of inquiry, seeing as if he does, he's probably getting fingered the most? This doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. But you know what? Thulima Donsela is, she's off to America this weekend. And we're going to speak to her on Skype sometime either next week or the week after once she's settled in there.
Because
you know she's going over to Harvard, I think it is.
Oh.
And so we'll speak to her. And we can hear it directly from her. Then you don't have any fake news. and she could tell us what... Because, you know, it's also tough for her. Whenever she opens her mouth, then Busisiwe Mkhwebane is going to feel like, you know, she's treading on her territory. And clearly, the new public protector has nothing nice to say about the old one. So who knows? This whole thing is... It's just very complicated. And don't worry, Thuli. We're not going to forget about the state capture report. We know all about it. We're keeping an eagle eye on that. She did say, I saw a clip of this last night. I wish I had it here this morning. But she said she doesn't have a preferred candidate for president.
Because
you know how people immediately jump to that. Like, who would you like to be president? Basically saying to her, Cyril or Nkosazana. So she said, well, she would like to have a female president. But she said, we can't have one who's compromised or who acts like a proxy, because she said that would be almost worse than having a man, because there's still a man behind the scenes pulling the strings.
A puppet master.
Right. And what does that say about feminism, you know? So that she's basically saying that she's she can't support Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, if you read between the lines. That's an interesting point of view. Let's get into some sport with Ben. See what's going on the field. Ben, here's your great intro.
Right, AFCON, right? AFCON's playing. Group C kicked off last night, and Ghana and Uganda. Sorry, that's tonight. Ivory Coast and Togo, they bored the crap out of everyone for about 90 minutes. So if you are following these matches, I'm sure you're not doing it willfully. If you're following on Twitter, you will find many comments saying, wow, these players really couldn't give a toss, could they? Well, that's kind of what AFCON is, unfortunately. The guys who are really good guys try to feign injuries prior to the tournament so they can stay in Europe. And the guys that do go there, well, it's just... Democratic Republic of Congo, they played a lot more diligently, with a lot more heart. They beat Morocco 1-0. So that leads us to Group D, and that will be tonight's action. Ghana versus Uganda. Now, Ghana... kind of rebuilding. They've been very good, but since 1982, they have not won this title. They kind of always make it to the final four, but it's been a long time since they've actually got the trophy.
People are saying their glory days are well in the past.
Well, you know, thinking AFCON, Gareth, we could put a team together and they might have a chance here. Because it's an interest thing.
It's that ramshackle, huh?
It's the interest thing. So Ghana will take on Uganda. They should win that one, but then again, it'll probably be a draw. And then Mali will take on Egypt. Egypt should have won that one. Also might be a draw. So, there you have it. So, those are your fixes tonight. Ghana versus Uganda at 6. Mali versus Egypt at 9. Yeah. Crystal Palace will take on Bolton Wanderers. This FA Cup replays this week. But I'll get to that close to the time. Plymouth Argyle and Liverpool will take on Liverpool. Sorry, Plymouth Argyle.
What?
Plymouth.
Did you get any sleep last night?
No, I actually didn't either. You're right. Yeah. Sorry, I've just...
Plymouth Argyle and Liverpool will take on Liverpool. Okay.
I know.
That's the
compelling
report.
That's how good Plymouth Argyle are. They've actually... Yeah. Okay, so FA Cup.
Ben, your replacement is on the line. Yes, go ahead, sir.
Well, I haven't taken myself, so I've been bound to do what I can.
All right. Well,
you Ford Cougaring us right now.
I am.
And what will happen in that Liverpool match?
Right. It'll be my down system.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, I tried to do my best.
All right.
Sorry, I got a bit confused in my African notes here. See, because it's
your
so
eyes glaze
it's
over,
so
like,
it's
like
so boring. I'm trying to find something here for you, but there's really nothing. FA Cup replays. Okay, so that when it happens in the first round, if you get a draw, then you go into a replay, which is very embarrassing for Premier League teams when they play teams like Plymouth Argyle because you're meant to beat them. So anyway, Plymouth Argyle will host Liverpool tomorrow night at 9:45, and Southampton will do the same to Norwich at 9:45. Tonight will be Crystal Palace versus Bolton Wanderers. You need to get the next round of the FA Cup. It's all about that. Alexis Sanchez, he plays for Arsenal. He is their star player, but he's also a tax dodger, and he's actually admitted as much. So basically, when you're in Spain, I don't know what it is, if there's the mistresses there are sort of more intoxicating towards criminal activities, but there's been Messi, there's been Mascherano, there's been all kinds of other guys who've just dodged tax. So Sanchez, when he was playing for Barcelona in 2012-2013, didn't pay tax on image rights profits.
If you do something during siesta time in Spain, you get away with it because everybody's asleep. The whole country just goes to sleep for like an hour in the afternoons.
So what happens with these guys is they all dodge tax, and then they get sort of slapped on the wrist. They get a fine, which is nothing. That's basically whatever they've got to pay. That's what they get paid for tying the laces up. And then they get given these token, like, one-year prison sentences. But in Spain, anything less than 2 years, you don't do. I mean, Messi got 21 months. How convenient not to skirt any closer to 24 or 25.
Is that just a standard rule?
Yeah,
if
it's a standard rule.
Less than 2 years, you
so
don't serve it.
You get these... They're called custodial prison sentences. So it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to prison for a year. Well, not actually. So I'll just keep doing this.
So Messi really should be in prison.
Basically, what Spain should do is they should institute a 25-month prison sentence for tax dodging. Because a month over the two-year law.
Then you'd go to jail.
And then we won't see tax being dodged.
Messi, the convict.
Yeah. It's not our problem, though. It's Spain's problem. You know, try that in this country. You'll be locked up so quickly, you won't know what the hell's happening. Something very efficient about our government, let me remind you, is the SARS. The Revenue Service know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And whether you're a sports star or whether you are a struggling online sports producer.
What? Are you...
I don't know. I just can't talk this morning.
Is it a short circuit?
So Keegan Dolly, right? He plays for Sundowns. He's a star player. He hasn't dodged tax or anything like that. He's going well. Now, Man City... All these big clubs, okay, they're feeder clubs. So Man City is the City Group or whatever, and they've got various clubs where they put players from around the world. And if they do really well at those levels, they get up and up and up, and eventually they could get into the Man City team.
Yeah.
So Keegan Dolly's been identified as one of these great world players, and they've been monitoring his career for the last few years. So they've actually sent a letter to Sundowns saying, Patrice Motsepe, hi, we're Man City. And we really like Keegan Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole thing about Patrice is like, look, if he wants to go, he can go. We've got a buyout clause. Simple as that.
Just pay.
So now they've asked Patrice and Keegan Dolly to go over to Manchester and go meet at the academy and see what the future holds.
And Patrice is like, this is going to cost me some time. I could be making money in mining. I'll do it anyway because I love, loves his team. So he's going to do it.
But you know what's going to happen here, right? There's always going to be a dickhead agent somewhere in the middle. Mm. And the City Group have re-identified the fact that Keegan Dolly's agent has already kind of thrown some lies around, been evasive with some facts. So I really hope the best for this player, because if you get into the right system and then you hit form at the right time, you could be in one of these big clubs. And then, wow, it's such an amazing future.
Plus, it's been a long time since any South Africans were internationally. I mean, you think of the days of Lucas Radebe and
Quinton Fortune.
Yeah.
We haven't really had too many.
It's nothing since then.
Isn't Bongani Kumalo abroad?
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking superstar level. We're talking about...
Sorry, that's like the only soccer player I know.
Credit to you, but we're looking upper echelons here. So like a top Premier League team or like La Liga or Bundesliga. Mm. We don't really have that.
Shame.
Sad news in golf. Rory McIlroy's had to pull out of the Abu Dhabi Championship this week because he suffered a rib injury last week at the SA Open.
How did that happen?
Gareth, it's just
a rib injury playing golf.
Well, just overextended himself, hit too many balls. A lot goes into a golf swing, especially his one.
Okay.
So he's not going to be able to play in what is normally his first event of the year. So he targets the Abu Dhabi Dubai sort of early season swing to start his season. He's now come to South Africa because he wanted to be at this event for O'Neill's, and now he's injured. So huge setback for him and a huge setback for that tournament. In tennis, Simona Halep was the only casualty in the Aussie Open yesterday. Wawrinka struggled, then he hit the ball at his opponent, but he went through. And then Cilic and Nishikori all taken to five sets. Andy Murray lost about 2 kilograms in sweat, but he got through. Roger Federer got through. Serena brushed aside someone. So yeah, nothing too exciting in the tennis. Formula One, final story for you this hour. Well, I can still speak barely, okay. Valtteri Bottas. Bottas, what? He is the new Mercedes driver.
What's his name?
Valtteri Bottas.
That sounds like a very unfortunate name.
A brand of butter.
Yeah, so Bottas will be in the driver's seat for Mercedes, which essentially means that Bottas has now signed for second place in the overall championship. Spoiler alert, not really. There he is. Second place for the 2017 season is Valtteri Bottas.
Right.
That's what you get when you get a Mercedes car. The cars that are changing, they're getting wider, they're getting faster, they're getting heavier, they're getting sexier. Sexy season of Formula One ahead, and Mercedes now have a second person, which means that because he's left Team Williams, Felipe Massa has now come out of retirement to go back into Williams.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
This Formula One thing's becoming very predictable and very boring.
Well, it kind of has been for a while. Yeah. There's always been someone dominating. It's just, I'm baffled how these other manufacturers just can't compete with Mercedes.
No.
All Ferrari does is make cars that seduce women and go fast, and they can't win F1.
It's kind of embarrassing, you know? There used to be a time where they were the top dogs. Who doesn't remember those glory days of Schumacher?
If
you didn't watch Formula One.
If it's down to budget and Mercedes have more money, then fair enough. But it's got to be more competitive. Anyway, 60th season of F1 coming up because Bernie Eccleston wants sexier cars.
All right, very
good. Is he still alive?
Yeah, barely.
He's still womanizing.
Well,
you're allowed to when you're worth that much.
Yes. All right, let's get over to Anthea. Speaking of being worth a lot, here she is. The money shot. She looks hard for the money. So hard for the money. Hey, Anthea, good morning. What's going on with the...
Good morning, Gareth.
Why am I hearing you like Darth Vader?
I don't know. That's my Darth Vader voice.
We are having such technical problems this morning. You have no idea. All right, well...
I can hear you clearly.
Okay, well, no, we can hear you. It just sounds like you... Just say, you don't know the power of the dark side. Say it for me once. I know how that would sound.
I am your...
Go on, do it. Go on.
No,
say it just once. Come on, I am your father. Do it. Come on.
I am your father.
Yeah.
Dark Vader.
All right. Very good.
Death Star finance.
It does kind of, sound tunnely.
Yeah, there's some kind of effect.
In a tunnel.
There's an effect on your voice, and I don't know where the hell it could be coming from. Anyway, all right. So Anthea, I was talking earlier about the power of compound interest with everybody, and I know it's late in my life to have discovered this this interesting little thing. But
we call it the eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah, this is really how rich people get rich and stay rich.
That's exactly right. You finally figured it out.
Well, it's taken me way too long, you know.
And so have you figured out that if you are invested on the JSE and you get an average return like we have historically, you will double your money every 5 years?
What is that average return percentage terms?
16%.
16% is amazing.
Yeah.
So in other words, you know, when you're working with an interest rate of 16%, which effectively you could do in this compound interest calculation, you're going to make a fortune if you're just disciplined.
Oh, there are some great stories. Yes, absolutely.
Damn. All right. Well.
And I've actually got a compound calculator spreadsheet. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll post it up on our ManyShot webpage. How's that?
That's brilliant. Please do.
And then people can go and put in their own numbers and figure out how to make themselves tens of millions.
There we go. And it's possible. This is the funny thing with this compound interest thing is it's entirely possible. Like it is practically possible for someone to become a billionaire, even if they start investing at age 1 or 2.
Oh, absolutely. It's a no-brainer. The trick, of course, is the discipline,
yeah.
which I think we don't have, and that's where it falls apart. You know, we're always spending, you're always wanting
yeah.
the latest technology or clothing yeah. or whatever it is.
Okay.
Cars.
Let's just for another brief, because I don't know how long this is going to last, but the stock market was kind to us again yesterday.
Oh, we're having a great run at the moment. The JSE was up another 0.6% yesterday, and our hashtag invest shares are outperforming very nicely.
Excellent.
It was a low volume day, only $1.2 billion traded, but then it was Martin Luther King Day in the US, so we didn't see the afternoon volumes come through. All indices except financials traded higher. Rand slightly weaker versus the dollar, but flat against the pound at the moment. We're now 1640 to sterling, 1444 against the euro, and 1358 to the US dollar. Hmm. So still fairly strong considering. Gold's having a good run. And the important one for us, of course, is Sibanye Gold. It ended over 5% higher yesterday. It's important to us because we have a 3% weight in the portfolio. And after the announcement last year that they were buying Stillwater, it actually detracted from performance in December. But the share is up 30% so far this year, so it's done well. It's adding about, that's 30% times three, that's almost a percent, so 0.9% to our portfolio performance this year alone, which is very nice.
Okay.
And then a few more retailers put out trading updates yesterday. The most important one for us, the Foschini Group, we have a 3.5% weight in our portfolio. The share was up over 5% yesterday. And the key takeaways for Foschini is that sales growth for the group was up 14.5% for the 9 months to their reporting. And remember yesterday I was telling you about Truworths and how their cash sales did not grow in the reporting period. But Foschini reported cash sales growth of 17.4%. So obviously the consumers who have cash and not dependent on credit are going to our preferred share pick in the sector, which is the Foschini Group.
Excellent.
And then Phase 8 and Whistles, the UK brands they purchased at the beginning of 2015, I think it was, showed phenomenal revenue growth, 48% in sterling terms. So there's a share that's kind of doing very well, a company that's really managing to grow in a tough consumer environment. Massmart also reported their sales up 7.7%. A little bit of a miss. We were expecting, or the market, I should say, was expecting an 8.1% revenue growth there. They'll report their full results interim results on the 23rd of February, and then we'll get some more insight into what exactly went on there.
Okay.
And then just very quickly on the macro front, Mozambique announced yesterday that they're defaulting on their debt, cheaper holidays for all South Africans. That's not a good thing, unfortunately. You know, they did get this extraordinary loan from, and I think it was, if I remember correctly, $1 billion from the World Bank. I think it was the World Bank just towards the end of last year. And now they're saying they're defaulting. They're not able to pay back the interest. So unfortunately, really not good news for that country. And then World Economic Forum kicks off today. I'm actually not sure that the World Economic Forum is that impactful in our lives anymore. I don't know.
Really? You think that they've slipped in terms of the kind of influence they exert on what's going on in the economies of the world?
Yeah, it feels more like people are just getting up on the stage and talking, and there are far too many actors and singers giving their opinions about economics. Our president and Donald Trump are not attending, although the Chinese premier is attending for the first time ever this year.
Hmm.
I think there's a lot of rhetoric, but I'm not sure there's a lot of action that goes with it.
Okay, well,
I mean,
interesting that the Chinese guy is and Trump isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I suppose Trump has to be inaugurated. He has a good excuse to not be there. You know?
Oh, that's right. That's yeah. Friday. This Friday, isn't
Correct,
it?
Correct, yeah.
Or Thursday. Which day is it?
I think it's Friday.
Okay.
All right, Anthea. Thank you. Here's a quick question from Vic. Vic says, I'm listening to you guys now. What app can I use to track my hashtag invest shares?
Unfortunately, we don't have an app just yet. We are in the process of developing one, but it'll be a couple of months still. So we use the Easy Equities platform to host our hashtag invest portfolios. And so you can check it online, but unfortunately, there's no mobile app at the moment because that website just evolves too quickly.
What I do is I load all the things that I can see in the portfolio I've bought into. I load them all as stocks on the normal stocks app, and then I just watch them from an increase decrease point of view, so I can just see where they're going.
That's a brilliant workaround.
Yeah, there's ways to do it. And then Obakeng says, hey guys, I just started my invest account, my hashtag invest account a few days ago. Hearing about this compound interest thing makes me feel so good about myself. I can't wait to be a millionaire. Great morning, great show, Obakeng. All right.
Super. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anthea. And just say that line again for us.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
CliffCentral.com.